The 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. Christians of the Roman Catholic Church in Cameroon have been called upon to be selfless followers of Christ like Peter and Paul. Option Sport of Bamenda will represent the Northwest region in this year's national Interpols. The news in full. Christians of the Roman Catholic Church have celebrated the feast of St. Peter and Paul with calls to emulate St. Peter in the Bible, who opened his heart to trust God and united the keys of heaven at the St. Peter the Apostle Parish, Mayor Mesamendongo. The Mass was officiated by the parish priest, Reverend Father Gregoire Mani, attended by a college of priests, one of them, Reverend Father Andre Marie Abudi Ongene, who now brings out the symbolism in the feast of St. Peter and Paul.
We can see through that every faithful who is open to the revelation of the Lord is able to be worthy, because Jesus will say to Peter, "You are the blessed one." And to be blessed, we have to be open to the revelation, to the will of God, and put that will of God into practice that was required. And also we see that Jesus will continue in crossing the key of the church to Peter, but telling first that you are the rock, and on this rock I will build the church. The rock is something unshakable, and it means that Peter is someone trustworthy. And as he is trustworthy, all the faithful ones are also called to be trustworthy. When we are in this world, we'll be so selfish that we don't open ourselves to others. We don't open the gate of joy to others. And then Peter is giving us a good example to be trustworthy. And each one who is trustworthy, I think that he can inherit the.
The Bishop of Ebola, His Lordship Philip Allenberger, is well and safe after he was involved in a car accident on Saturday morning. The Diocese of Ebola says the prelate, who is currently responding to treatment in a local health facility, left his residence and was on his way to the St. Anne and Joachim's Cathedral to ordain three priests when his driver lost control of his car. Silas Quine has more in the following report.
In a big search of love, the diocesan community of Ebola gave thanks to God, who saved the life of Bishop Philip Allenberger after an accident involving his vehicle on Saturday morning. Fervent prayers were also offered for his speedy recovery by the faithful at the Our Lady of Providence Parish in Ambam, where the Bishop of Evry Corbeil Esson, Monseigneur Michel Pansard, concluded his friendship visit to the Diocese of Ebola. It's above all, beyond discovering a country, the most important thing is to find beyond borders and continents brethren in the faith. Also present to bestow their blessings upon the Church of God were Monseigneur Jean-Vincent Ondoyen from Oyem in Gabon, and Monsignor Miguel Angel Ngemabi from Ebebeyin in Equatorial Guinea. Through the sacraments of confirmation in Ambam and the priestly order at the St. Anne and Joachim's Cathedral in Ebola, the faithful were graced with divine touch. The grace of God has visited us. We will do our utmost best to preserve this grace. We are sent to proclaim the gospel of God's kingdom for his glory and the salvation of souls. The newly ordained under shepherds were called to serve according to the will of God. Everything has been given to them by the laying of hands and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Bishop Michel Pansard also exhorted the faithful to remain united and to be servants approved by God. Silas Nkwine, CRTV News, Ebola.
The Temple Choir Association of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, Simeon Congregation, have emerged overall best of the 2024 National Annual Rally of the Association that took place recently in different presbyteries of the PCC. The results were presented this Sunday to Christians of the PCC by the National President of the Temple Choirs Association, Chief Dr. Oru Julius Agbo, during a divine church service officiated by Associate Pastor the Reverend Bako Juliet. More with Irene Mantia-Yonge.
In a colorful church service officiated by the Reverend Bakwa Juliet, members of the Temple Choirs Association of Presbyterian Church Simeon sang and danced to the glory of God, thanking him for his successful participation at the 2024 National Annual Rally, in which they emerged overall best, occupying the first position all over the national territory on a score of 134.7 on 150, seconded by Temple Choirs Kumbambeng and third Kosala PTS, both from Kumba.
This victory brings us a lot of elation, and it's also a feeling of gratitude to God. We thank God for the heights that this choir has reached.
We will not let our church down, we will not let the zone down. We'll just go back to work and we'll do more again.
It was an elated national president of the Temple Choirs Association, Chief Dr. Oru Julius Agbo, who presented the national results at the Divine Church Service with some recommendations from the choir's elder, Kelly Vereen.
As an elder in Presbyterian Church Simeon, I just wish to encourage the Temple Choir to continue working hard, and they should remember that togetherness will always be their success point, and that they should continue carrying the flag of Temple Choir higher and higher.
All the groups have done so well. Simeon, it's a tradition that they are a very hardworking group. This is the third time they are coming first in a consecutive manner. Keep on working so that they maintain their hegemony in the Temple Choir Association.
The Temple Choirs Association of the PCC, it should be noted, sings praises to the glory of God in the Kenyan and Ijagam dialects for Manu Division of the Southwest Region.
Irene Mantia Yongewe from the church, pregnant women in Benakuma, a highly enclave area in Menchum Division of the Northwest Region, can now have access to ultrasound machines, which permits them to follow their baby's growth and development. The medical package, which also includes a clinical analyzer for laboratory tests and others, have been provided by the government to the Benakuma Urban Integrated Health Center. Kilo Valerie Sala reports.
The Benakuma Urban Integrated Health Center has been poorly equipped and lacks sufficient health personnel, with just about two doctors for an estimated population of over 500,000. Pregnant women in particular are highly exposed to death in such a fragile health setup. The district medical officer for the Womb Health District, Dr. Elume Bako, describes the supply of medical equipment to Benakuma by government as critical in saving lives.
Biochemistry analyzer and full blocker machine are for the laboratory to do laboratory examinations. The ultrasound is to equally do examination for pregnant women. A woman dies while trying to put to birth is something which is not good.
But the mayor, Ihembru Solomon of Benakuma, is still preoccupied that limited well-trained medical staff and inadequate equipment means that the government vision of proximity health care may not be fully achieved in the area.
We really need a pediatric ward, well-equipped, and of course, an x-ray department, which is very functional. And of course, a number of doctors who have the necessary skills to manage those machines.
Benakuma shares very long borders with Nigeria and the southwest of Cameroon, but access to these locations for health care is very challenging on account of bad roads in Menchum Valley subdivision. Killer Valerie Salah, TV News, Bamenda.
Followers of the CPDM party in the Nyong and Kele division of the Central Region have been exhorted to redouble efforts towards mobilizing their comrades to register on the electoral list. Pauline Irengene, member of the permanent delegation of the Central Committee of the party for the Central Region, made the call during a separate working visit to Bonjok and Makak, aimed at monitoring and following up the enrollment of new voters in the area. George Mwam has the details.
The political temperature of the Nyong and Kele is stable at the moment, but sympathizers of the ruling CPDM party admit that the division is a difficult political terrain, as it is also the stronghold of the UPC and the PCRN parties. For this reason, Minister Pauline Irengene exhorted the party followers in the area not to rely on the past glories of the CPDM, but to deploy all their arsenal to ensure that the Nyong and Kele division regains its status as a fief of the party at the dawn of the 2025 elections. To achieve this feat, the member of the permanent delegation of the CPDM Central Committee for the Central Region advised them to reconcile all differences that ensued from the renewal of basic organs of the party, sensitize party followers to register on the electoral lists, and follow them up to ensure that they vote when the polls are convened. The presidents of the Nyong and Kele Center and Southeast sections of the CPDM pointed out that the lack of birth certificates and ID cards is slowing down the enrollment of new voters on the electoral registers. During two separate working sessions in Bonjok and Makak, Minister Pauline Irengene and leaders of basic organs of the party brainstormed on activities and strategies to reunite members in order to position the CPDM on the path to victory ahead of 2025.
George Mwam, Option Sports of Bamenda, the champions of this year's Northwest Regional League. They picked up their qualification to represent the Northwest region at this year's National Interpools after beating Rainbow FC of Bamenda by 5-1 at the Regional League final. Clenis Ayumbom Abengu has the details.
Fupkinson's Bedu of Option Sports FC Bamenda is described by his teammates as the Messiah of the day, scoring 4 in the final and adding his goal tally in the Northwest Regional League to 8. He came through at the 8th minute of the game, at the 19th minute, and 2 in the second half of the encounter, while an own goal by Rainbow FC added it up to 5 for Option Sports. The final of the Northwest Regional League was presided over by the governor of the Northwest Region, Adolphe Lilela Freak, who called on the population to rally behind the winners, Option Sports, as they take on the national challenge.
So we'd like to thank them for their mobilization today. They came as last year in their numbers to encourage the two teams and to encourage the Faker Foot team, asking them to forge ahead and to bring back the Northwest at the helm of the nation as far as football is concerned.
Option Sports of Bamenda sails to the national interpools for the first time, with the best goalkeeper of the Northwest Regional League and Fupke Sunze Zubedu as best player, man of the match, and highest goal scorer of the competition. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And in more sports news, here are the results of the 3 matches of the National Handball Championship played this weekend. In the men's category, Solier Levang won Vita of Boya by 34-33. Renaissance of Douala defeated University of Boya by 26-24. Fans of Apawad Spartiat of Yaoundé 36-27. Friendship of Yaoundé won FAB 27-26. In the women's category, FAB defeated Tigres of Bachanga by 36-18. Tekase of Yaoundé won Yuk 33-18, and Divas of Bafoussam surprised the defending champions fans with a 26-20 win. That brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashutiku.